It's Wednesday, June 17th, 2015, in Morogoro, Tanzania. And when I got up this morning and headed out the door coming in to the university, it was cool outside. So I grabbed my conga. It's one I've had since 2013, which was my last visit here. It's a nice kind of lavender purple with lots of stars, navy blue, black, and a little splash of dark green. I use it at home just as a simple little cover-up, sometimes out the shower, but today it was cool, and so I was like, I need my conga today that I'm going to throw over my shoulder, so I wore it like a shawl. And I got into the university, and I have never, ever been met with such fanfare approval of my outfits. I normally wear field clothes, and not even traditional field clothes there. I have like these cargo-style pants, kind of off-white, brown, so those very traditional kind of khaki drab colors, lots of pockets, and I wear just plain t-shirts, so colored t-shirts, and that's what I wear every day, and even jeans, so typical, very European or American style kind of outdoor performance wear. And because I had the conga over my shoulders, because it was cool, everybody's like, ah, you're dressing like a mama Tanzanian. And as I walked out of one room, it was over my shoulders. I didn't need it over my shoulders anymore, but I was in no position to take it off. I just tied it around my waist like the women traditionally do. And I've been wearing it all day because I have gotten so much mad approval for it. So I've always felt like this. They've given me the look like, you need to dress a little different. Because I thought about making some skirts, because women just don't tend to wear pants around here, but in congas kind of throw it around, you throw it around and it looks like you're wearing a dress. So I've been working in my conga all day. So it's something. I like wearing it. It reminds me very much of like when I'm back home, you just like wearing an apron so it keeps your clothes clean and it keeps things from getting on you. But it's interesting how I've been received by everyone here, all the faculty and staff here at the university, when I went into town to have dinner, when I was interacting with my wait staff, so the locals who I interact with all the time, everyone's like, ah. I mean, like, everyone's smiling and giving me all kinds of compliments and commending me on my dress. And it reminds me of a study I read once of brown-headed cowbirds where they transplanted males from one region to interact with females from a different region, and how when they performed, the females gave them these nonverbal cues to kind of shape their behavior and their mating calls. I feel like that. I feel like I'm being shaped into responding. So I feel compelled to respond in kind by dressing more appropriately and more in keeping with how the other women around me dress. It's been very, very interesting. And I have several congas, but most of them I have slated to make nice outfits out of or other little handicrafts. But I do keep a few congas to throw around when I'm about town. I'll start wearing them more diligently now. I usually just keep it and I wear it sometimes, but I think at least when I'm in town, I'm going to be more diligent about it.